If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get our report from Block Club Chicago. We call it Extremely Local News. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, glcu.org. Seamus Toomey with us now. And let's talk first about the congestion tax. Other cities have done this, and I don't know. I'm not sure I like this, but where do we stand on Chicago and a congestion tax, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, New York put their congestion pricing into effect Sunday morning with some mixed results. I think people are getting used to it, but just the short version of that is if you're entering Manhattan going 60th Street or south, you get dinged with a $9 basically easy pass, or like an iPass charge hits your car, and they're going to use that money to fund public transit and try to relieve congestion. So we had a sit down with the mayor yesterday on a bunch of topics, and our Quinn Myers asked him about, hey, should Chicago do something like that? And he didn't immediately say no. In fact, he said he was something that the city of Chicago should explore. I'm all for that conversation. Whether it would take a lot of support on the city council, which he doesn't necessarily have for something like this. So I wouldn't say we're extremely close to it, but he definitely opened the door to something like that. But it would be, he said he wanted to make sure they would target non-city residents if they ever did something like that. So, we'll see. Chicago doesn't have necessarily the same congestion in the downtown area. We do have very lousy traffic, but the congestion pricing we need around the junction on the Kennedy probably would be would probably help congestion better than most places.
We want more people coming back into the city, so this would penalize people out in the suburbs, wouldn't it?
That I would say that probably the first argument against it, as we fight to get people back into the Loop and the Magnificent Mile and the downtown area. I think this would be would definitely work against it. So yes, I would say that it's probably argument number one for the detractors for anything this moving forward.
Let's talk about the rehabbing of a former Southeast Side church now, and what that situation is.
Yeah, we love covering these stories because, when churches close all over the city, all over the area, sometimes they just sit vacant, they fall into disrepair, and people try to come up with good ideas for how to reuse them and save them, essentially. This one is on in the East Side neighborhood, 9546 South Ewing Avenue. It's the old St. George Catholic Church, closed in 2020, and it's under contract with the Archdiocese. They're going to sell it to a community group who wants to build something called the Art Temple Foundation, and basically turn this is a church, a rectory, and a school, so they've got a lot to work with. So they want to turn the whole campus into a place for to host artists and to have workshops. They want to turn the rectory into some short-term living quarters for visiting artists, the sanctuary into a big performance center, and the school. This is one of the cooler parts. The school, they would turn into a full-on workshop for artists to come in there and get an opportunity to, to have tools and metal shops and, woodworking supplies. So it's underway there. The first plan is to work on the rectory. They're going to start doing classes called the Art of the DJ, but they're pretty upfront about the timeline. They're saying it could be 5 to 7 years before they see this whole thing come to life. But nice plan to help the East Side neighborhood and get St. George Church back into the community.
9546 South Ewing. And finally, let's talk about what the CTA is doing now. People want to get live updates on schedules and delays, and this sounds like the CTA is making it harder to do that, are they?
Right. Yeah, the CTA became the latest group or person to leave Twitter or X. They dumped it. They made their all their accounts idle on Monday, and they say basically changes to Twitter had made it harder for them to get their service alerts out, particularly ones with links in them. They weren't going out fast enough to make them useful, the CTA said. But yeah, there's been a backlash on it for a lot of people count on Twitter to get these alerts. You know, your blue line is late, or there's switching problems up ahead, or that sort of thing. So they're saying anything that makes things less transparent and less helpful is not a good thing, even if it's, you know, a lot of these people who are complaining about it probably don't like Twitter. You know, they're considering leaving Twitter, too. But yeah, CTA is going to prioritize the Blue Sky platform, which is stealing a lot of Twitter users and Threads, and they're encouraging people to sign up for their text alerts, for their Transit app, a bunch of different ways. But yeah, Twitter is not, at this point, it's not going to be the best way to get CTA alerts. But some people have stepped in, some citizens have stepped in and figured out how to do this while still using the free platform and not having to pay Elon Musk to use it. So, yeah, there's a new one called @AlertCTA that just got launched by a software engineer named CJ Black. So he's encouraging people to check that out. He said it's almost will be all the alerts that you'd normally get otherwise. He's going to post right away. So people are stepping up to fill the void.
Yeah, the CTA says sign up to get texts or emails at transitchicago.com/update. So hopefully we could rely on that. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago.org for more. Thanks, Seamus. You have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.